afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are, whenever you're listening. This is Dr. Taylor Hartman with Very Best of Living. I'm here with my wonderful yellow associate, Kat Larson.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
I'm glad to hear that, as you always are.
Well, at least
we had a great chat last time. Don't you think? I loved your questions you asked, and I loved getting into character.
Yeah, this is where it all, I mean, this is where all the fireworks are for me anyway.
Yep.
So I can't wait. I cannot wait. So let's hit it. I want to spend as much time as possible in these steps and learning about this, you know, the development part for others.
Great.
Okay.
Well, but there's two paths that I want to take us down in developing character. The first path we just alluded to at the end of last session, and that is you have limitations that you can turn into strengths. And those limitations won't be turned into strengths if you don't get outside of your color. Someone else has those gifts, you don't have them. So you have to embrace that. That's one path. And the second path are the six steps to becoming character. So we'll talk about those. And each of those will have a podcast as well.
Yes.
So I want to finish up, though, today talking about the strength, the limitations to strengths. So this is kind of a fun one, Kat. When you go back and you look at your life, typically there are some moments when somebody gave you an insight or you woke up to something about yourself that said, I don't like that about me, or that's preventing me from what I really want my life to be. Can you think of one of those moments in your life when that came up for you?
Oh yeah, I have them alphabetized. Yes, I can.
No, you know, it's kind of special because you remember certain things.
Yes.
You know, wake up calls, right?
Yes.
Can you want to share one?
Sure. It was actually involved you. I hope that's okay.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
It's when somebody shared with you that my follow through was, and he didn't trust my follow through,
right?
Or and so he shared that with you, and it came out right. And
yes,
I heard this information, and I remember how defensive I got. And I tried to put it back on the person who said it. And here's where I got stuck. Of course, where this process helps so much is I got stuck in. I wanted to know why he said it. And I wanted to know if he was even healthy enough or clean enough to be able to say that.
Yeah.
And did it even hold weight because he's not healthy? So what he says, you know, shouldn't matter if he's unhealthy.
Yep. So good.
So I did that spin for, you know, that's a fun way to spend 3 weeks, right?
Oh my God. Wait a minute. But before you go on, I have to tell our listeners, I love that awareness. That is the stuck spin, like seriously. And you said it so well. I sat there and thought about all the reasons why so-and-so had no business saying this. It had
right.
nothing to do with whether it's true or not. It's just not acceptable because he is screwed up too.
Right. Right.
It's so good.
Instead of where the material
right.
and the fact that I had a conversation with you about it, you know, it was like, who do I want to be? It doesn't matter. From the point I get the information, who do I want to be and how do I become that person?
Yeah.
And so there's some, as you say, I do think that, and I know I knew it to be true at the time too, is that he's not a psychopath or not,
yes.
you know, not heavily medicated. So there's
yes.
some truth in it somewhere. There's
yeah.
some truth in it somewhere. So that's where I started. So that was for me. I mean, but it's not like you just go, okay, I'll change.
Yes.
It is a process. And so that's why this piece is so important. I mean, this character piece is breath, right? It's what helps you breathe.
Totally.
So,
you know, what's funny about that too, Kat, is that you got to keep your feet to the fire in character. Like
yep.
personality, it just is. It comes and it's who you are. But character,
right.
like you want to take your feet off the fire. And if you're really going to do your work, you stay in it a lot much. And like, for example, in your case, like when you had this conversation with me, that was just the beginning. Like that was
yes.
just, I mean, you had to do the work of then following through. That isn't even, we weren't talking about that yet. We're
right.
just talking about the defensiveness of, I don't want to be seen that way.
Right.
So I love that. I love that awareness that if people really want to get charactered, you need to know that you, when you jump onto something you want to work on, plan on 6 months to a year. Just know that. Yep. It's not gonna, it's almost like when you're trying to lose weight and you're like, are you kidding me? I've done this for 6 months and this is how I look. And you're like, no, you missed the point. The point is you're choosing to eat healthy. You're choosing to live differently than you have. And you're all talking about the image. That's not what we're talking about here. And it's the same with character. It's not about looking good. It's about being legitimate. I remember for me, Kat, one of the times that a big change for me in my life, as a yellow, I like being liked. It's important to me. And I remember having the challenge of deciding, are you going to be honest and forthright and direct with people, or are you going to be yellow? And I really struggled with that. I remember thinking, I won't be so liked and I will have conflict that I've never had before. And I was about 32 years old. It was a huge time of my life of just making that decision. And I decided that I wanted to be remembered for being direct and honest as opposed to being liked. And you would think, well, that's great. I'm glad you came up with that. That was a good thing to do. It was the right thing to do. But boy, did I suffer for the first couple of years. Boy, people were saying things to me like, you know what? I used to like you. I had comments from my own parents about you were just so delightful as a kid. I don't know what happened to you. I mean, just harsh comments that were made. And I thought several times, do I really want to stay on this path? But it felt resonating, like it was right. And so that took a long time. And now I can't even imagine going back. I can't even imagine that. But at the time, I think for probably 2 years, I questioned and worked at it and wondered. Another time I worked on it was being assertive, because I was traveling so much. And what I found as a yellow is I was aggressive, not assertive. I was emotional about it. And so that's not what reds do well. Reds are very logical in their assertion. That's where they come from. So I was trying so bad to be assertive, and it would not work. It would get more hostile and more aggressive. And I'm like, this is not working well. And so it took me, I don't know, a while on that one too, where I finally realized, take yourself out of it. You're making it about you. You're being emotional. That's not what assertive is about. So I am a strong believer that when you embrace a trait that another color champions, you must go to that color for clarity on how you do it.
Who did you pick?
Red. I had like three or four red friends I asked. I said,
oh, cool.
So in this situation, what would you have done? And they said, oh, not that. They said, you got into a battle about you. Like you said things that were so emotional that took all your power away. I mean, they were so good and they were laughing at times. They go like, that was so obviously wrong. And it really was amazing for me. Like I was so sincere about trying to figure it out. But I realized that when I did it as a yellow, from a yellow perspective, I failed. And by the way, Kat, I've noticed that like when people say, I want to like myself, and they go about it by doing all the shoulds, like I do shoulds.
Yes.
As a yellow, I'm like, well, that's never going to work. Are you kidding me?
Right.
So you got to go to the color. And here we go again. Be humble enough to let people of that color teach you what it really looks like to be like a blue.
Yes.
Intimate. They get intimacy. Just be humble enough to have them say, no, that was superficial. That was not intimate. Right. Those kind of things. Or kindness. Oh, my gosh. Kindness. That is the best. Like I can't tell you how much I would struggle with kindness. I could do compassion, but kindness, like literally not saying, I would be so sarcastic.
You were funny, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And the whites were like, well, that's not very kind, but it was funny, right? And they said, that's not the point. You said you wanted to work on being kind. I'm like, okay. So what would you have done? They said, I would have said nothing.
Oh, so nothing. Good.
I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'd start over again, right? It's just hard to do. And I'm telling you, if you ever want to get it right, you got to do like my wife did with the plant and point out the truth. The truth is you're drowning the plant. That's watering it more is not going to help. So
right.
for a white to say to me, stop doing it as a yellow and think what really kindness means, that is just earth-shaking for me. It just changes everything.
Oh,
but it takes
God.
Humility.
Well, and you know, the thing is the path is, you know, that's what you said, two things that I just want to make sure that we hit on, which is, you know, you work out and you eat and you do the right thing when you were talking about working out and in 6 months, I look like this. Are you kidding?
Yes.
Well, I think it's important in our current environment that everything promises you that in 4 days you can use 53 pounds if you just wrap this thing around your belly or drink this skinny tea or whatever it is, you know.
Yes.
And I think we start applying that in our life. And then there's 1,015 self-help books with some great material, but it's like, do these 10 things and you'll be okay. And it's seductive, but it's not truth. It's not based in reality, I don't think. Or maybe you tell me.
I love what you're saying, by the way. Keep doing it. I keep talking. It's so good.
Well, yeah. So I think we get this impression that if I work out and then I watch people that say, I did it and look at me. Well, there's not truth in it.
Yes.
Or, you know, you just have to be really aware and you have to have some patience. Go to the white and say, I'm learning great habits. I'm changing my life in this way. So it takes me a year, or I've been working with as a yellow being dependable for 58 years, basically.
Yes. Right.
And I'm still not 100. I'm still not doing it like a blue or a red, right?
Nope. A great insight. That's also humble to be able to say, you know, I'm not as good as Paco is as a blue at being dependable, but I am certainly further down the path than I was.
Right.
But you know what you said? I want to talk about this for a minute. Seductive. Gosh, that was good.
Yeah.
Like we get seduced by social media and by these superficial clowns that are promoting, like, if you just take this skinny pill, you'll be fine.
Yep.
And they miss the entire point of being legitimate, like 100%.
Right.
And like marriage. Anyone that thinks that marriage does not have conflict is not married. Right. So why are we not teaching people that it may seem seductive to think you get with somebody else in life happily ever after, but the magic of marriage is that you learn to love somebody and nurture them and become more together than you were alone. That's the magic of it.
Oh.
And we don't have that mindset. We have a mindset that, well, if we're fighting, then we must not be happily married, or we're wrong for each other. And, you know, the statistics show that 50% get out once they got in. And by the way, other countries do better than America does. So maybe there's something to be looked at, because the American mindset seems to say easy in, easy out, right?
Yes.
I don't think that's good mental health. I don't think that's good character. I think we need to kind of stay with the program of becoming legitimate.
Oh.
And that takes time.
Stay with the program to become legitimate. And that program is, you know, you can have some ahas. I definitely have had ahas. I've definitely, and I've seen others do it, you know, in my work and in workshops where they go, oh
yes.
You know, so you can have those moments of great, great clarity and awareness and shift. But overall, when you are building this, what you're saying is this journey, right? It's a year. It's 40 years.
Yep.
I still work on it today. And I always tell people that's like, you know, dude, I'm commitment wise. It's like, you know, I mean, because for a yellow, that uncommitted thing comes up. It's like, this is not as much fun as it used to
all
be.
The
come
time.
On.
All the time. You're right. It's a lifelong journey, right?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that too, Kat, is that I discovered, like, when I talked about how I was working on being thoughtful for a year, and my wife said, well, that's not very tough. And I said, okay, you wake up happy every day, right? Okay.
Yes.
Now she started to realize maybe it is tougher. So what I've come to realize is when I pick a word I'm working on, I really value people of that color more. I'm like, oh man.
Yes.
That's a great thing you do so naturally that I don't. And I would never appreciate that if I wasn't working on that trait that they have. That makes me appreciate them that much more.
Right, Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That you, until you start delving into it. And again, sometimes it's scary. Like, it's really easy for me to be judgmental, or
yes,
it's really easy me not judgmental. I misunderstand whites. It's like, how can that be fun?
Yes.
That's not fun.
Yes.
You know? So I do. Yes. And once you start, that's the band. So like, we have these rubber bands that you wear around, yes, your wrists, you know, yes, that have that. And we have them for people code. We have a yellow, right, a blue, a red, and a white one. And yep, so I have four of them, and I go, you know, like, sometimes I'll put one on. Well, the one I inevitably pick a largest percentage of the time is white, because,
yes,
just understanding and learning and trying to get into, and to appreciate them.
Yep.
And that, yep, kindness piece is like, me too. I think I'm funny, and it's not always kind. So yes, I think it's so important. And where we're going is really a step process. Is that right, Taylor? Like,
it's just a step. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And we kind of mock it by saying baby steps. Well, it is baby steps. It, right, really is baby steps, right?
Right.
It's funny when you said that, Kat. I have to tell you, so, you know, they have these sweatshirts that you wear, and one like says, choose to be nice.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, what I love is when I wear those, I have to be nice. It says that right on my chest, right? Oh my gosh, it's hysterical. And people will say to me, I love your sweatshirt. And I forget what I'm wearing, right?
Right.
So I look at it and I'm going, oh, I'm glad I was nice. Because you're right. If, for me, it's like wearing that white band. Or like,
yes,
I've done what you've done with the white band. I've stuck it in my car,
yes,
and I'm driving, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what would a white do right this?
Road rage.
They would not do what I'm doing. So I love the idea of valuing another color's gifts enough that you actually work at that,
yes,
for a period of time.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Really, it's a really challenging thing to do, but it's so inviting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't you love those traits you have worked on, Kat, differently than the ones you do naturally?
Yes, I do. And I think, as you talk about in the book, is that is where I impact people the most, by the way, too. I mean,
yes,
you know, when I'm doing something in blue or white or red, that,
yes,
people go, wow, you know, that just impacts them more. They appreciate things like that more than just, because it's easy for me to be happy and have high energy and,
right,
you know, have fun,
right,
and, you know, but that other stuff, yeah, people notice it more, or they, I don't know what it is. What is that, Taylor? Why do people, so because even if you didn't know the color code, you'd know if a yellow walked in the room, or a blue or a white or a red, but you can feel when that depth of them, you know, a red being really, really thoughtful, or stop and listen and embrace you, you know, embrace what you're saying,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So why does that affect other humans that way?
Well, you know, let's go backwards and then we'll come around to that. So
okay,
it's interesting. You've never heard of the color code. You don't know what it is. You have no idea what's going on, right?
Right.
But somebody is a yellow acting very negative red. I am telling you that if you have no label for it, you are thinking, this guy is not well. This does not resonate. Like,
yep,
he's not being true to himself. Isn't it funny that you kind of know when somebody is legitimate, right? So let's go to the other extreme now. The other hand is when somebody's added a dimension to themselves that is not naturally them, you seem to appreciate it even more. You're like, oh my gosh. Like, let's take you, for example. She's so delightfully fun, but I can't believe she took the time to write that note to me. I mean, that was like, that's over and beyond what I expect from Kathy. And yet it touched,
yep,
me even more that you did it. Now, I think people don't appreciate quite how much value there is in embracing another color's way of being. I'm thinking about this person I'm working with right now. She's a blue personality, works like a dog. She's unbelievably effective at what she does. She has a red boss who could care less about reminding her about anything good about her, ever. And recently, her red boss sent her a gift. And the fact that she even acknowledged her was like so out of the box that she's still thinking about it and talking about it. So I think that people don't realize how much more meaning it comes when you add it from outside your color. It just adds dimensions to you. And by the way, I have come to know certain people, not many, but certain people who it's almost hard to read their color because they are so genuinely good at all four.
What a great goal.
It's beautiful. Honestly, they just navigate life in a way that you have a hard time really knowing their core because they do all of them so well and they do them all in the positives. That's different than the person who thinks they're all the positives.
They're not. Yeah. So
I love the ones that are like, I'm really kind of all the colors. And I'm like, and they say, and I say, okay, so as a red, then you're kind of abrasive and bossy. Well, no, in that way, I'm more white. I'm actually more gentle. So as a white, you're indecisive. Oh no, I'm great at decisions. I'm very blue. I know what I want, where I want to go. So then as a blue, you're kind of critical. No, actually I'm very carefree and it's okay with me. So they just bounce wherever they have to go, not to ever have any ownership of any problem.
Oh my gosh.
You know what hilarious. I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Yeah. They look at him and go, no, I know you.
Yeah. Here's a mirror. Hold on.
But they also know charactered people. They also know people who genuinely are so good at all those other areas. And even if they're not as good in one area, they acknowledge it in such a way that you appreciate it about them.
Yes.
It's so impressive, right? So for our listeners, I mean, the task I want you to think about right now is I want you to think about what is one to two or three, no more than three, negative traits you have that prevent you from living your life abundantly. Like they in some way limit the quality of your life and the quality of life for others. And you have to come up with those. You can find them on taylorhartman.com on the character profile. And it's really a great opportunity to sit and think about, okay, so what are the ones that really get in my way? And then go back and just pick the one you want to work on most. Like the one that's really most damaging.
Cool. I'm picking three, right?
Yeah, there's three at first, and then go back to find the one. Start with the one, right?
Three, then one. Okay.
All right. And then go up in the positives, which are now the antidote. So you're drinking poison by having that limitation. Now the antidote to the poison lies in the strengths above, never in the color that is the same color as the limitation. So if my limitation is in red, my antidote will not be in red.
I'll
have to go to white, blue, or yellow.
Got it.
And if I go to the white, blue, or yellow, I look for a word that could be the one I focus on. That becomes my mantra. And what I tell people is once you come up, let's say, for example, my weakness is that I am critical of others.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's say there's probably like four or five, honestly, things you could pick that are antidotes. So you have to decide what really resonates with you. And let's say I go to acceptance. So I'm going to accept. And now I have the challenge of accepting, not being critical. So what I write down on my mirror is acceptance. I don't write critical of others. Don't go negative. That won't help you.
Got it.
So now I'm working on, it's kind of like what you were talking about, the white band. You just, that's all you focus on. Don't focus on not being that way. Focus on being that way. So I'm going to work now on accepting people, accepting experiences, not judging. And the way I do that is I limit myself. If I go to be critical, I just limit myself, cut myself off, stop myself. I'm not going there. I'm working on being accepted.
Okay. Got it.
So that's the goal just for this first like month. All you do is work on that element of adding that to your character strength. That's all you're going to do. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. So next time we get together, we're going to talk about some of the steps that you take. And I would love questions and queries about character choices from our listeners.
Okay.
I've loved being here with all of you today. It's been a wonderful kind of session. Thanks, Kat, as always.
Thank you, Taylor. Terrific. It was
great. Love you all, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, Color Code family. It's Kathy Larson. I want you to take down a number. I want you to put this in your contact list under the people code. The number is 385-526-2350. Again, 385-526-2350. Text the word VIP to that number, and you'll get back from us a request for your name and your email. That way, we'll be in touch with you on anything that's happening at the People Code, any offerings, exciting things that are coming up, and you can let us know what your needs are by texting us at that number. Look forward to staying connected even more. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.